Michael Van Beek. He is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Tony.
Thanks for coming on the program. Recently read a piece called August is Michigan Teacher Freedom Month. I thought that that was pretty interesting. What could teachers do in a month of August?
Well, one thing that they can do is they can resign their union membership. Many teachers don't know this, actually. There's a limited window time frame where they can resign from their local union and from their state and national unions that they're forced to pay fees towards. And what that allows them to do is not have to fund part of union activities that they may not agree with.
Now, why would a teacher want to do this?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is there may be it may be the fact that the union is not aligned with the teacher's own political view. So, for instance, in Michigan, the Michigan Education Association reported that about 45% of its members identify themselves as conservatives. But the Michigan Education Association endorsed, in this last election cycle, the candidates they endorsed, 97% of them were Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean there can't be some conservative Democrats, but the union doesn't always represent the best interest of its members. And other reasons, some teachers might object to this on religious grounds, and the Supreme Court has ruled consistently throughout the years that teachers do not have to be forced to pay for a union that they object to.
I asked some teachers about this, and these individuals are way smarter than I am, and they didn't know about this, but I can't imagine a union would be running to tell folks that they had this option.
No, that's exactly right. The union doesn't share this information very openly with its members. And they often, I hear the same thing from teachers, quite often, is that they're disappointed in their union and they want to, learn ways to opt out of it. The other thing that the union often does is when a teacher decides to become, to resign their membership and become just an agency fee payer, the union sets up all sorts of hurdles, paperwork, and things for them to fill out that they need to do that just makes it more difficult for them to resign their membership. Now, I should say, if a teacher does resign their membership, that doesn't mean that they no longer have to pay to the union. Michigan forces teachers to pay what's known as an agency fee to a union, regardless of whether or not you're actually a member of that union.
That just doesn't seem right, does it?
Well, there's a lot of other states that don't use that policy, the point, I think, is if this is not forced by law, unions will be more responsive to the concerns of their members. The way that it is, regardless of how a member feels about its local union or its state union, they're forced to support it financially. So there's not really a large incentive for the union to actually respond to the needs of its individual members, and I think that's what you hear from a lot of teachers, or at least what I hear from a lot of teachers who are frustrated with their union.
Michael, what kind of feedback did you get after you wrote the story?
Well, I write this put this up every August just to alert teachers to this fact, and I hear back from a lot of teachers who are interested in learning more, and we've actually put together a simple pamphlet that tells teachers exactly the steps that they need to take in order to resign their union membership. So most of what I get is positive from teachers who are thankful that they got this little bit of new information that they didn't have before.
All right, Michael, if they want to see this, where can they go?
You can find it at our website, Mackinac, MACKINAC.org.
All right, Michael Van Beek is the Director of Education Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tony.